We are joined by David Sacco, head basketball coach at Winthrop High School. And David, Devin Pulsifer hit the 1,000-point mark tonight. Tell us about that.
Yeah, hi Bill. Hope you're well. So tonight was a very special night for Devin. Anytime as a high school player, you have a chance, you know, to score 1,000 points. It's certainly a great accomplishment. He was going into the game 10 shy of 1,000. And tonight against Danvers, you know, they really went after him. They went triangle and two on Devin and Tejon, which, you know, we work a lot against in practice because we know they're going to try and take our best scorers away. So, you know, we were ready for it for the most part. It was just a matter of, you know, other guys making shots. And eventually we knew that, you know, Danvers would get out of the triangle and two. And that's what we did. So Devin, early on, wasn't getting many touches because they were doing a real good job of trying to take him away. And, you know, Devin and I spoke before the game. Just, you know, don't get too frustrated. Don't try and do too much. And basically stay in the rhythm of the offense, and you'll get your touches. And once you get your touches, you'll get your looks. So he didn't get it till the second quarter when some of the other guys started making some shots. And, you know, they were forced to get out of the triangle and two. And they ended up going man-to-man. And then we started running our normal stuff. And as the game went on, Devin started to get the touches. And eventually, like halfway through the second quarter, he ended up getting the 10 points that he needed for the 1,000. So it was a great night.
Yeah. Describe him as a player for us. I mean, where does he get his points from? His height, you know, the kind of player that he is.
So he's a dynamic player, in my mind. In the years past, he's basically just been, you know, a 3-point shooter, and his game's really evolved this year. Where, you know, if guys are up on him trying to take the 3-point away, you know, he could put the ball on the floor and get to the rim, you know, better than anybody, and he uses his body very well. Where he can kind of, you know, bounce off guys, and he's got a nice touch around the rim. So he's really tough to guard because if you back off him, certainly, you know, he'll shoot the 3-pointer, and if you come up on him and try and get his face and take the 3 away, he's certainly capable now of putting the ball on the floor and getting to the rim.
We're talking with Winthrop coach David Sacco. And, David, any other thoughts, observations on tonight's game against Danvers?
So we played real well in the first half. You know, guys really stepped up, made some shots, you know, and that's what we need. You know, everybody thinks of Winthrop basketball, thinks of Devin and Tejon, but we're really trying to hop on the other guys that, you know, we're not really a two-man show, that other guys need to step up and try and take the load off those two. So, you know, Elliot Frank, our big 6'8 center, stepped up and had a bunch of rebounds and, you know, blocked a couple shots and altered a couple of the shots. And, you know, Alex Dernier stepped up with 10 points. Between Alex with 10 points and David Diaz with 16 points. The two of those guys who could shoot the ball, 26 combined. If we can get those similar efforts night in and night out, as long as we're on the other end, we're defending, we should be pretty good.
When's your next game? I know some crazy scheduling going on here in the next week or so, but when do you guys play again?
Yeah, so it doesn't get any easier for us in the Northeastern Conference. Next Tuesday, we're at Somerville, who's very good, you know, well-coached. Mm-hmm. And then next Friday, we're home against Everett. So, you know, typical Northeastern Conference, and every night you're in for a battle. It doesn't matter who it is. So, you know, we'll be ready. And the guys, you know, will certainly step up to the challenge.
Good. Coach, congratulations to you and the team tonight, and, of course, especially to Devin as well.
Thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate it.
Coach David Sacco, head basketball coach at Winthrop High School here on MSO News Sports.
Okay, we got